My dreams filthy, my mom's and pops mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off, shoulda pushed them dead off, wipe the sweat off. Cause in this world I'm dead off, squeeze let off, then sped off. Ain't no shook hands in Brooklyn, army fatigue, bring fatigue to enemies. Look man, you wanna see me locked up, shot up. Mom's crotched up over the casket, screaming bastard, crying. Know my friends is lying, y'all know who killed them. Filled them with the Lucas from their Rugas or their desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant, kinda quiet. Watch my niggas bring the riot, giving cats the opposite of diets. You gain 30 pounds when you die, no lie. Lazy eye, I was high when they hit me. Took a few cats with me, shit, I need the company. Apologies in order to Tiana, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sorta like Daddy Dearest, my vision be the clearest. Silences so you can't hear it. Competition still fear it. Shit, don't ask me, I went from ashy to nasty to classy and still.
That's not all, MCs have the gall to pray and pray for my downfall.
Yo, welcome to the Cold World Podcast. What's going on? It's been a minute. Happy to be back up in this thing, man, and get to have my real talk conversation with folks. I've been away and working and traveling and all that good stuff, man, but I want to jump right into it. It's a few things that I want to talk about. Oh, and I'll also be answering questions. I Periscope these live, so I try to answer questions as they come in. But one is Hillary Clinton. I got to talk about it, man. Like, because some of y'all out here really caping for this lady. And I just feel like she's just doing the most right now. The second topic is going to be about this work and education. I know a lot of people feel like it's valiant work. It gets quite frustrating. I love doing it, but I got to keep it real with you. And we're going to talk about it and what that means. And we're going to talk about my incessant need to move out of Oakland. I love Oakland, man. All the stuff I do is for Oakland, but it's coming harder and harder to be here, man. It's so expensive, B. It just costs so much. But anyway, let's start with Hillary Clinton. So check this out. In the last week, I've seen Hillary Clinton play dominoes. I've seen Hillary Clinton show up to Black Girls Rock. I'm telling you, the next thing I'm going to see is Hillary Clinton in a dashiki and probably trying to do a Hennessy commercial because that's what she thinks that we do. Listen, man, who is advising Hillary Clinton right now? I don't know if it's a joke. I don't know if she just that out of touch. Listen, whether you love Hillary Clinton or not, I think that, you know, I respect Hillary Clinton enough. And what I mean by that is I don't like all the policies. I don't like that her and her husband put a bill out that put a whole bunch of us in jail. But as far as her being able to do the job, she was Secretary of State. Like, she's there. Like, she can, I think that she can do it. And I think that these antics are beneath her, or at least they should be. Listen, man, I'm not fooled by who Hillary Clinton is. Hillary Clinton is a politician. She is a politician's politician. Like, I'm telling you, I see House of Cards when I'm watching her. I think it's, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she is smooth as Claire is, but, you know, so when I look at that stuff, man, the pandering, and then I see, like, white folks caping for her when she does that, like, it's a problem. Like, here's the thing. I like Bernie Sanders. I like him. I do. But if Hillary Clinton wins the nomination, I'm not voting for Trump. I ain't voting for Cruz. And I know my boy that's watching this right now, he don't even like Democrats at all. So he's just like, you shouldn't vote for nobody, damn it. But, and I hear that. I'm not totally mad at that. But, you know, I know what I'm getting into. You know what I mean? Like, I know when I'm going out, he said, don't vote. My Dream Killer Jenkins said, don't vote, people. That's his nod. I want to acknowledge that, brother. That's my guy. But I know what I'm getting with her. I know that things ain't going to be super. They're not going to super change. I know that I don't think Wall Street's going to super get off the hook on anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hillary Clinton is out here getting them ducats, son. How much did George Clinton pay? George Clooney just hosted a dinner for her. It's like $300,000 for the couples. Like, she is out here getting that cake, son. Like, and so, and I like, I'm, she's making me like Bernie more and more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody said, I know what I'm getting when I catch the... So, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Somebody just sent a message saying that they know what they're getting when they catch a disease. That don't mean that they want it. I hear you, sister. Like, I got you. I hear you. I think the overall tenets of what it is to be a Democrat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I much prefer to have Hillary Clinton than I would Donald Trump or, you know what I'm saying, or Ted Cruz. I mean, those people scare me. And to be quite honest, I think the Republicans about to do some, they about to do some janky stuff to Trump. Like, they about to take that nomination from him, son. You thought you was going to get that nomination. You, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And my friend just definitely said he is, that they are devils. I mean, they might be, man. I don't know, man. You know, I just, it's crazy. It's just a crazy thing. But like where I'm at right now, here's the thing though, right? And I know I'm talking more to my Periscope people. This is my people, you know, but this is for everybody. Here's the thing. Every other candidate is being who they are. Like Bernie is being who he is. You know what I mean? Like that, he is what he is. He's kind of a, you know, kind of a wacky dude. You know what I'm saying? He's like super, he got the old man thing going on. Every time I see him, I think of Back to the Future. Like, I just want to, like, I just want Marty McFly to show up next to him. You feel me? Maybe I shouldn't do that to him. I don't know. Donald Trump is who he is. That dude is just who he is. You know what I'm saying? He's been the same. He's been that guy. And I think that, you know, I don't think he'll be the nominee because I don't think the Republicans are going to let him. But I do think that that he has a deal with them in place to where it has to look like it was taken from him. Like, he don't want to take that loss. Ted Cruz is just scary. That dude is just, that's a scary ninja, yo. He from Canada, right? Somebody, like, let me know. Like, he's not from here. Like, it's not. Remember all that stuff with Obama and they was speculating that he was from somewhere else? Like, we know, bruh, is from somewhere else. Anyway, I could be wrong. But Hillary is out here doing the most, people caping for her, and she don't you don't have to do that. You really don't. Like, when she get up there and she talking her stuff and she saying, like, look, I know what I know how to do this, I know how to do that. Bernie's weak here, Bernie's weak there. It's like, okay, cool. Y'all are actually sparring. But I don't want to see you, you know what I'm saying, holding a bottle of Aunt Jemima syrup. Man, go sit down with that somewhere, man. And y'all stop encouraging that. You know what I'm saying? Like I know Obama's from here. I'm saying, somebody said, let me know that Obama's from Hawaii. Like, I know. But it was all that stuff about him being from Africa and all that good stuff, right? And they kept saying he was a Muslim. Like, it was a bad thing. Like, that would have, like, if he was Muslim, that should have disqualified him from president. Like, no, that's stupid. If he can be whatever he want to be. But, yeah, man, I don't want to see Hillary Clinton out here rocking muumuus. Like, I don't want to see Hillary Clinton holding up a bottle of Hennessy because she think that's what we do. Listen, man, pay attention to what they think about you, yo. This is what they think about us. And I get to hear that all the time. So let me, like, segue into my work in education. Now, if you listen, you've heard, you know my story a little bit. I was born in Chicago. Parents was on drugs, lived in Kentucky, then moved here, went to 11 elementary schools, parents in and out of jail, yada, 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 all that stuff, right? Like, I ain't never been a hood dude. I ain't never robbed nobody. I ain't never sold no type of drugs. I ain't did none of that, you know? But I am who I am. So in this world, I'm not you, and I operate as a person who grew up in Chicago, in the poor part of Kentucky, and now in Oakland. I've been in Oakland since I was 9. So I followed the rules in which I had to grow up with. So you don't do certain things. You don't yell at people. You don't call people out their name. You don't be disrespectful because somebody could put hands on you, right? Well, in this education world, what I'm learning is that people feel like they can say whatever the hell they want to say to you, however they want. So, you know, I do the blogging thing and I write and then, you know, for the most part, people are cool. Then you get folks that get so out of line, out of pocket, And it's like, wait, whoa. Your tone, son. I'm not understanding and feeling your tone. And I'm also not in a place where I make enough money for that to not bother me yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, bro, like, get close enough. You know what I mean? Like, I want to, listen, I can have a conversation with anybody. We can argue. We can disagree. But when you yelling at me, like, I'm some kind of, like, sucker. Like, it, and I'm not a violent dude. I'm not a hard guy. Like, you see me, if you watching right now, you see, like, a button-up shirt and, like, a hat on. You know what I'm saying? With the glasses. But sometimes people just kind of step out of line. So one of the things I'm working on is this education stuff in West Oakland. It means a lot to me. It means the world to me, yo. Like, I went to school in West Oakland. One of my schools that I went to is a part of what's called this fall call, this call for quality schools. So through this process, we're teaching parents and trying to educate them and say, hey, this is what it takes to make a quality school. Hey, check this out. Your school building holds 500. Your school only has 170. We're not solvent. We got to do X, Y, and Z. Things like that, right? And so people, you know what I'm saying, like, that disagree with that or feel like charters are taking over and this, that, and the third. Listen, man, let me just address this whole charter thing right now. I know a lot of people got strong feelings, B. You can feel however you want about charters. Some are good, some are not. The same thing that I would say about some of our traditional public schools. Some are good, some are not. The same thing with private schools. Some are good and some are not. I am agnostic. I don't care. I got a crappy education. So I think that parents should have choice. And I think that we should make the choice easy for them to make. That means that we should be able to find, like, as a parent, you should be able to find whatever it is you need to make, what decision you need to make for your child to be able to go to school. So I don't care. So anyway, and people saying, hey, all this big money, the Waltons and the Bill Gates and all that stuff, like these foundations. Check this out. I was a student in this district 22 years ago. I was at Lafayette. I was in elementary school. Before Walton, before, like, you know what I'm saying? Before any big money, before there were charters, before that was a big thing. Like, my school experience was still whack. It was still whack. So, cool. If that's what we want to blame now and that's what you want to do, you just don't get to, like, I don't buy that. I never have bought that. You don't get to pin that off on me. You don't get to tell me that Kip is destroying West Oakland. Like, nah, man. The fix has been in on West Oakland for a long time. For a long time. And so I can work to be a part of fixing that. Because the change is coming. You know what I'm saying? That, like, it's inevitable. Like, when I look at where our city is and, like, the way people are, like, moving here. And it's the thing. Gentrification is not just happening in Oakland. I just went to Denver. I've traveled this country. They building stuff everywhere. And what I tell my people, my black people, all the time, yo, white folks ain't scared of us no more. No. Listen, man, Oakland, California is located in one of the most beautiful places in the state. It's in one of, our state is richer than most countries. We live in the richest country in the history of the planet, son. So if people can buy a dilapidated house in deep East Oakland for a bargain to them, they gonna do it. Them white folks are coming in. It ain't even just white folks. It's young people. It's young black people. It's young Asian people. Listen, man, I was looking at houses all last year. I swear people, these houses was almost falling apart. Looking, trying to make an offer. Let's say the house was going for $270. People was putting in $320 cash. You had Chinese investors that was just coming here, just putting down cash, all right? This is the state that we in, so things around us are changing. Now, we can resist that change as much as we want, or we can kind of be like, look, what do I want this to look like for me and for my kids? But if I'm being honest and I'm thinking about the type of money that I make, I'm not rich out here in these streets. I do okay, but man, if I took my money and move to, like, I did a national job. Let's say I just kept writing. Let's say writing just became my thing and traveling the country and education and all that stuff. And I went back to Chicago, or I went and, you know what I'm saying? I went back to Chicago, or maybe I went to Atlanta, or maybe I went to Denver, or maybe I went to Kansas, right? Go to Kansas, yo. Spend $220 on a house, live fat. Come back to Oakland. It'd be cheaper to visit Oakland every month. Buy a house in Kansas. I would have money left over, and still, y'all wouldn't know I left. Like, that's how real it is. That's how crazy it's getting in Oakland right now. So when we talk about this education stuff, it's like, yo, I need for my people, black people, we be fighting for crumbs, yo. Like, we fight for crumbs. And it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. You know what I'm saying? Lupe Fiasco got a song where he talks about this, and he was saying something like, you know, he was talking about them closing down the schools. I'll follow you. You know, send me a, if you follow me on Twitter, I'll find you. What's that? Legendary Always. I definitely will follow you. But Lupe Fiasco said something about that, about them closing down schools, because he live in Chicago and there's a lot of stuff going on there. But he was like, but on the up and up, the school was garbage in the first place. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? He was like being honest about that. We settling and fighting for like buildings that's falling apart. We fighting for schools that look like prisons. You can't, it's hard to learn in those environments. And then I got a chance to travel the country, and I got to see schools that were educating black and brown kids. Poor black and brown kids. And not giving the excuses about like, oh, you know, their parents ain't involved. You got, man, listen, we know that a lot of these kids' parents ain't involved. We know my parents wasn't involved. My parents was both drug addicts and in and out of jail. And I still managed to get an education. Like, I am the exception. I was blessed. You know what I'm saying? But that I'm not the rule. The rule is my friends. And like, if I could show you, if I would get up, like on my mantelpiece is the ghost that's sitting there. Like one of my best friends, his picture's up on the mantel because he ain't here no more. You feel me? Like, he's dead. So if we having this real conversation, I'm tired of people. I know people not getting enough support. We know that. But now you know. It's been the same excuse for 20 years. It's been the same excuse for 20 years. So I need folks that's about to come in this thing and be soldiers, yo. Like, that's going to teach my kids despite. That's going to teach my kids regardless of what their situation is. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it all the way real. All these kids can learn. Hell, my friend who couldn't do math sure learned how to break up dope. That's some of the most complicated math you can do. Hey, let me take that ounce. I'm going to break that up. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But we allow, and then we got these folks out here talking about opt out the test. Yo, it ain't the test, son. The test ain't what's giving us, the test ain't the thing that's giving us low self-esteem. It's when I went to our schools and I graduated with a 3.8 GPA and I got to college and then I got to take 6 remedial courses because I thought I could read, but I couldn't. I thought I could do math at a college level, but I couldn't. So what the hell? What's up with these empty ass A's and B's? Why am I getting A's and B's and graduating at the top of the class if I'm not proficient? So yeah, we can fix the test. You know what I'm saying? The answer ain't to like get rid of the test so we can hide the ball. No, I don't want a doctor that was like, you know what? The test to get my, to become a certified doctor, it just ain't working for me. It's hurting my feelings. So I'm not going to take that test. Yeah. And so we're going to do your surgery tomorrow. No, you're not, bro. You're not touching me. Nah, man, we're not going to take away the thing that shows how we're proficient. Now, I'm all for improving the test, making the test more culturally relevant, all that good stuff. This test is not supposed to be the hardest of the hard. It's supposed to be, this measures, if you just like got the basics, son. And we got kids, third grade. Listen, I look at data daily. If you want to rock with me and look at this data, I have data for all of our kids. In the third grade, our black kids can't freaking read, man. You would be scared if you knew the level that black kids was at in reading in the third grade. That's not at level. Come on, son. So you can talk about opting out of a test all you want, bro. I'm not doing it. And I don't care how you feel about it. And it's the thing. Y'all can write and scream and tweet and all that stuff. Any of y'all run up in my face talking that crap, yo, we're going to have a real problem because, like I said, I have not learned. I've not matured enough, y'all. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get there. If you want to have a conversation, we can have one. But I'm still from a different place, and I feel like if you rush me and you yelling, I feel like you threatening me. Like, that's just what this place taught me. So anyway, the last thing was, like, we started talking about Oakland and moving out of Oakland and things like that, man. So my goal, my dream has always been to be able to give back to the places that I grew up in. So again, I grew up in Chicago. I was born in at Westlake Hospital in Chicago. I was born in the woods, not the park. So I lived in Maywood and Bellwood and all that stuff. You might hear about like Inglewood and all those are like the crazy places in Chicago, right? Lived in Kentucky with my grandmother. Loved Kentucky. Like, I know when you hear Kentucky and you hear that, you think of like country hicks and all that good stuff. And I'm sure that stuff is there, man. I just remember it being so beautiful and seeing all these horses. And like, that's probably one of the only times I got to be a kid was when I lived with my grandmother. And then when she died, came here to Oakland. So here in Oakland, the work that I do, I started as a social worker. I worked at a youth center, getting kids in and through college that they said couldn't. That's one of the ways I know it can happen, because I've done it. I've done it at a high level. Helped to train teachers and bring teachers here to Oakland because we need them. It's a teacher shortage all over the country. Now working for the district, and some other news that y'all gonna be some of the first to hear. The press release hasn't come out yet, but it will soon. I'm a part of. I am now a senior. I'm an executive board member for UCSF Benioff Hospitals. So that's $4.5 billion in hospitals. We have fiduciary responsibility over Children's Hospital, and just working to make sure that these kids and these families have access to healthcare. And the first thing I'm trying to do is we have these fairly funded healthcare centers at schools. So we have one at McClimas High School in West Oakland, one at Castlemont in East Oakland, and one in North Oakland, and our people just not utilizing them. And so we don't turn folks away for the most part. So the thing is, if you're 12 and up, you can get services at these centers, these clinics. That means if you whatever, you just sick, you don't feel good, everything from physical stuff to like mental health services. And what I'm trying to do in my first act is look at the data. They should be giving me a whole thing of data on it, but I want to see if we can expand that age and open that up, because a lot of issues at some of these West Oakland elementary schools is that these kids need mental health services, right? Like, if you come home and you see your mama with a needle in her arm, and you see that, like, maybe your daddy a pimp, or maybe like somebody slapping somebody around at the house, like, these are things that happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, chronic absence is crazy at a lot of these schools. Now think about this, right? Chronic absence, when you're looking at a high school and middle schooler, you can normally point that to a child. You know what I'm saying? Like, so normally you can say, hey, what do we need to do to be able to get you to school on time? But when you're looking at elementary kids, pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, that kid's not getting themselves up. Well, he shouldn't be getting themselves up and getting themselves to school. That's a parent thing, right? And if my house is in disarray, if things are going crazy, if I'm a single parent, if I'm on drugs and all these different things that tends to happen when you are living in a place like West Oakland and you have to be there and things just haven't shifted for you, sometimes you need some help. So with that comes mental health services. I know this because I was a social worker and this is what I did. So what I'm trying to do is figure out a way that though we can get extra services for those kids. So, you know, I spend just in my work, man, my days are 12, 13, 14, 15 hour days. And I put on, man, you know, I always say if I could do it over again, I go and do some for-profit stuff, man. But I do love this city. I love this city a lot. We'll see, man. I may have to love Oakland from afar though, B. Like, I love where I'm at. Like, my apartment is cool. But for what I'm spending and for what my earning potential could be, I need to be in something nice, you dig? Like, I need to be in something where if somebody in my family caught a bad one, like, I got enough room to put them up and to where I don't have to see them. See, like, if somebody doing bad now, they we could have mansions. Let's go to Africa. My boy Dream Killer, he was talking about going back to Africa a while ago. I might have to do that with him. But you feel me? Like, but family can live with me if I ain't got to see him. Listen, there's a reason why your boy is single and I ain't got kids and all that stuff. Because I like my space. I like things to be clean. Like, I don't know about all that. So, I don't know if that's going to be able to happen in Oakland, man. Not me doing the type of work that I like to do. But anyway, we'll see, man. God got me. God's been holding me down for a long time. I'm be faithful to what he tell me to do. I try to do it, man. I try. I know I be making God shake his head a whole bunch. He be looking down at me like, boy, you's an idiot. You know what I'm saying? But working on it, man. But at any rate, thank y'all for listening in. First off, I got to give a whole bunch of love to my Periscope people because they came in and they showed up, man. They showed out. I got love for y'all. That's what's up. I follow each and every one of y'all. Y'all are dope. And the questions and comments throughout was great. Man, let's just keep taking care of each other, man. Like, you know, I was at the lake today at Lake Merritt. If you're from Oakland, you know what I'm talking about. If not, there's a lake in the center of Oakland. It's a beautiful place. It looked good from afar. That water is disgusting. Don't get too close. But it looks good. Like, yo, I saw there was like black people at the lake today. Like, I have not seen the droves of black people and barbecues at the lake in years, son. Like it was beautiful. I took pictures of it. It's on my Instagram. My Instagram is @CColeIII, @CColeII, just like my Twitter. And it was gorgeous, yo. It was beautiful. There was this one dude there, though. He's a Power Ranger. He was doing all kind of flips and kicks and all that stuff. I don't want no beef with him. There's no fighting that dude. You got to pick up something. You got to shoot that dude. He was crazy. But other than that, it was just beautiful at the lake today. And so every time I get on my hype about leaving Oakland, some craziness like that happened. Where it's like, oh, it's all these black people and it's all love. And they just even having barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Only thing missing was Hillary. Hillary was supposed to be bringing the Hennessy. With that being said, y'all take care of yourselves and each other, man. May God keep you. That's what's up, man. I'll see y'all at the next one. Peace.
Being feared goes farther than any part of me having respect does. So I play to the tune of my own eardrum while I'm out on my quest, love. I don't speak on behalf of myself, but my impeccable rep does. Christmas morning, I remember waking up wishing I could just go to sleep, cause we only got like 2 toys apiece. I asked my pop, did he do more for me? He said, yes, I got you clothes and heat and let you keep a whole 2 rows of teeth. I'm royalty. I took whoopings, I took losses, but no defeats. Then been dropped and been shelved with no release. Been in jail, no commissary or relief, but God looks over me like a cross and rosary. Rifle in hand, I let niggas have it, I won't hesitate. Strikes on the cans in the cabinet, Section 8. My son got on them 350 boots, Kanye West is dressing bait, asking me questions about getting a second base. Wifey texting SMH, house phone ringing off the hook, conference calls from record labels, guess I'm late. But my other son's autistic, he wants my attention, this just might be my defining moment. Let's